This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wowie, it's 7 after the hour. How about that, Apple? Or let's take a bite out of the apple. How about we do that today? DJV program. It's Doug, Steph, and Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I do a lot of traveling, and one of the things that I find, and maybe you would say that I was a jerk because I did this, when I get onto the plane and sit down, I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to be bothered. You know, the conversations, oh, what do you do for a living? And. I just don't want to have that conversation. I don't want
to. Do people do that?
I was just going to ask that. Do people still talk to each other in public?
Yeah. Well, it depends on where you sit in the plane, I guess, as much as anything else. So sometimes, a friend of mine, when I had the conversation with him over the weekend. I don't want to talk to people because this guy travels a lot as well. And he said, I fixed the problem. When people ask me what I do, I say, I'm a proctologist. End of conversation.
Now, see, I would actually engage on a proctology conversation. Like, what made you decide to go into that business?
Uh-huh. There you go. Speaking of flying and traveling, apparently...
I have to tell you, wait, before you jump in about proctology, we used to have the sales guy at one of the at my office that I work at, and he used to ask me when I was going through college what I was studying every day, and I got tired of saying, I'm studying journalism and public relations. I would get tired of it. And so finally one day I'm like, Michael, I'm studying to be a proctologist. And he stopped me and went, really? And I said, yeah, and, you know, I was going to talk to you about this earlier, but I'm looking for patients to practice on. Are you willing?
Bend over.
And he stopped for a second, and he thought about it. And he said, yeah, I'd do that for you.
Wow.
Okay. I was like, really? I talk to you every day about journalism, and you're letting me do a proctology exam. No, it never happened.
Uh-huh. Ding, 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 ding. I posted something on my personal Facebook page. I don't know, Jay, usually watch the things that I posted there. I didn't put it over at DJV. The picture has a picture of a library. It's in front of a library. You know how libraries have their signs like churches do. This is what's going on. And this particular library has posted, because not everything on the Internet is true. So come to the library. Basically, what they're saying is, because not everything on the Internet is true. Oh, you doubt that, Jennifer, or you're just being
kidding? I'm surprised.
All right. Okay, so
everything was true.
Then this fellow, who is one of my friends, posts, not everything in the library is true. And so I posted one more thing. Agreed, but doesn't this get us to think about how and why we believe what we believe? And now somebody will respond. I don't usually engage in those conversations. It's kind of like the reason I brought it up here is because I don't like to engage in conversation on an airplane, and I don't much like to engage in conversations on Facebook or other social media because I find that it goes nowhere. Somebody's always going to, you know, take a shot. Unless it's just pure, here's a picture of the baby, and this is what's going on with Jasper and that kind of stuff. But I do think that we have less and less critical thinking going on, and we need to have more and more critical thinking because we're becoming more of a complex society. And yet people are going along, getting along, unless it's something like race and that sort of thing, which is appropriate to be concerned about, but there are also other things that are falling by the wayside that we're not paying attention to because of all of the news media screaming about this, that, or the other thing, some of which is valid, some of which is not. And I think the point I'm trying to make here is, as somebody who's been on the radio for a long time, and hope not to sound too professorial, but I think critical thinking is one of the biggest problems and one of the... Without critical thinking, and I don't mean being critical, I mean looking at something and saying, is that really true? You believe that? You know, that kind of stuff.
I think analytical thinking is kind analytical of like, that's the word that I would use.
Yeah,
just
okay.
Because
yeah.
People think critical means like you're criticizing.
Yes. Yeah. You're
so,
right.
And because yeah. People are so dumb, they don't even know what critical means.
Right.
Anyway, I was on a grammar toot yesterday. You would be appalled if I shared some of the things that the New Yorker published, Lauren Boebert.
Horrible.
Words that aren't even
grammar?
Real words. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Right. I mean, we're talking about great, like Atlantic Monthly, you can find some stuff in there that's appalling. My son is a grammarian, as is my daughter, actually. Grew up in a home of two teachers, and they started to pay attention to what was written and how things were said. And I catch myself once in a while. You and I have the same thing, Victoria, with the expressions, the him and the her that are used improperly all the time, and things like when you hear these commercials for huge corporations using phrases like, it's available for free. That's not grammatically correct by any stretch of the imagination. And if you say, oh, just a little thing, well, little things become medium-sized things, become bigger things, and before you know it, you have a bastardized language for which you have to create a new set of curricula in schools. Because
now, does that mean you're going to the Ukraine for your holiday break?
Well, that's another one. Thank you.
And one of the really annoying things is the dictionary is even adding words that are incorrect versions of correct words just because so many people use them.
Yep. Sloppy, lazy, all that sort of thing. All right. Well, we've got the naughty list here. We get close to Christmas. Some people on the naughty list include, but are not limited to, Larry Nassar. Remember him? The gymnastics coach, the gymnastics folks, USA Gymnastics, has come up with $380 million to pay the victims of this. This guy, why is he even walking around and absorbing air
in
the prison?
Yeah. Didn't he get like 200 and something years?
I think so.
I mean, he's never getting out.
Never going to get out, right.
Yeah.
So anyway, who has this money? How are they going to get the $380 million? Where did it come from? Isn't he bankrupt? He didn't have any money
It's
anyway.
Not from him.
So
no,
it's the gymnastics committee itself,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the Olympic committee, the gymnastics, USA Gymnastics. And so that's where the money is coming from. The Paralympic committee as well is in that. So I don't know the breakdown yet of how they're dispersing all this money, but one of the things that's really interesting, and I think it's important, this isn't just a payout and then back to business as usual. Part of the settlement is that they have these non-monetary provisions where the actual victims become stakeholders at USA Gymnastics going forward. So they're going to have a seat on the board. They're going to have a dedicated seat on the board for the Safe Sport Committee, the Athlete Health and Wellness Council, the Board of Directors. And so all of these girls, like Simone Biles and Allie Raceman and all of the famous gymnasts that we know of, plus the 498 other victims. So they're all going to actually have a say in the culture moving forward, which I think is really more meaningful than just cutting a check and then they go back to, you know, bad practices. So we'll see how it goes in the future, but I think it's a good start.
Right, it is, but there's a lot of things at stake here. Okay, next naughty person on the list is former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, who apparently he's going to plead guilty for
violating. This is a civil
trial, right? Yeah. Well, he wasn't he not convicted?
He was
convicted.
I forget which policeman was convicted and not convicted because it's all such a blur. Anyway.
Well, and the name Derek Chauvin feels like it was 5 years ago because, the pandemic and everything else.
It was May of last year.
Yeah.
May 2020. It's going to come back, too, because after the civil trial, I think then the other three officers go to their criminal trial, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's in January,
Yep. All right, so anyway, he's got 22 and a half years in the case, and then they'll go after. But where would money come from? He didn't have any money. Right, police officers don't have.
Well, the union would have to pay for it. If the union is paying for his defense, they're going to have to pony up the money if there's a settlement.
So, how would other members? If you're a member of that police union, how would you feel about ponying up money?
I don't know.
To help him in
this
case?
It's a good question.
I'm so
right.
happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm
no,
so happy with him. Probably right. in general.
All right, Julian Assange, another naughty boy. British High Court has ruled that the founder of WikiLeaks can be extradited to our country to face charges of espionage.
But didn't he have a stroke in response to that?
Well, I think he'll have a number of things to keep him where he is.
No, I'm serious. Like, I think he's had
only
a stroke
50.
After. Yeah.
Really? I did not hear that. Where'd you hear that? That something was floating around?
I didn't hear he had a stroke, but...
No.
Al Jazeera reporting right now, WikiLeaks Assange suffered mini stroke in prison. So hopefully, I guess it wasn't as a huge stroke, but yeah, he had it yesterday after... Now who knows? Maybe he tried to put this on because he didn't want to be, he didn't want to be taken on, but he says that he had a mini stroke during his battle to avoid extradition from Britain to the United States, according to his fiance on Saturday. On Friday, the U.S. government, of course, won that appeal that we talked about, and
who's his fiance?
He said he suffered a stroke on the first
day of
the
High Court
appeal. I
didn't know he had a fiance. I thought it was Pamela Anderson for a while there.
Yeah. I guess October 27th, they said, so the girlfriend's now tweeting out that he had a stroke on the first day of his High Court appeal. So that was October 27th. She says he needs to be freed now because it's a matter of life and death.
I would be sweating that a little bit if I were him. The DJB download.
Stella Morris, in case you want to Google her.
Oh, I love that name. Mm-hmm. Stella Morris, that's her name?
Yeah.
Ah, that's a great name.
How did he even meet a person since he's been in lockdown?
Yeah, right.
Is he just one of those crazy fans who, wants to be... Wow.
What are they called? Like prison chasers or something?
Yeah. And he had visitors, obviously, during all of this.
Clearly, if he has a fiance.
Yeah.
Stella
Morris.
There's
an app for that.
Yeah. She's an actress. That's got to be an actress's name. Stella Morris.
Sounds like a porn star's name, and I'm sure you're already Googling her to see what she looks like.
Excuse me. I'm actually prepared to talk about what's on the DJV download. Thank you very much. We got a lot of really good material here, if I do say so myself. Does it feel like Christmas? One of the recent conversations we've had. Podcasts are aimed at giving you bits and pieces of the program. We were talking about watching Hallmark movies and who's in there. We've got the results of the Smollett trial. He's out. Who's in and who's out? That's pretty much the daily conversation here, among so many other things. You can listen to the podcast at djvshow.com or Apple or wherever you get your podcast. But you can be up to date by listening to our podcast. And you can also find the program. You can listen to it by going to djvshow.com. And I have a little hint for you. If you're fiddling around, looking around for the best connection to listen to, find the CRN app, okay?
Yeah.
That's where you get that. But no, seriously.
Here's the deal. The best stream, just say #250 CRN, and the app's downloaded directly to your phone.
Okay. That's spoken like a woman who runs CRN. 18 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Hey, Chrissy, it's Leo. We're going to need some backup on Friday night, okay?
Leo's Limos needs to say, I do, to 4 commercial drivers.
You booked another wedding on Saturday?
Before wedding season.
No. I'll make it work.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
In life, there is no stopping.
Don't stop.
But if you do, make sure no one is behind you.
All clear.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policy starting at $79 a year.
Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, 23 after the hour here on the DJV program. You know what we haven't really talked much about? One of the trending stories in the past 24 hours or so has been the nominations for the 2022 Golden Globe Awards. Is that because they're done by the Hollywood Foreign Press and people
it's
are...
Yeah, quasi-canceled.
Yeah, quasi-canceled. So what good is it? Not going to be on TV? Did I hear that?
It will be. Yeah, it's back. They just haven't announced like what the format will be, whether it will have a host or if it will just be, you know, in person or they. I don't know. I mean,
but it's not
going to
be on Channel 4. It's not. Well, this isn't even COVID. So yeah. Well, excuse me, Channel 4. Listen to me, like a California girl. NBC's dropped it because of the lack of diversity with the Hollywood Foreign Press.
Well, and let's be honest, the ratings have been in the toilet, so it's not worth
it.
Yeah,
I'm sure that has something to do with it, but they're saying they're not coming back. Because remember, there was the controversy that there wasn't one black voting member of the Hollywood Foreign Press.
Right, that's right.
And so, NBC was like, no, we're out on that. And surely, I mean, if it was like a ratings grabber, maybe they would have said
they'd find some way of making an excuse. So then what difference does any of this or all of this make, you know, best motion picture.
It's got to air somewhere, right? I mean, is it going to go to cable or something? Where will
it'll
go
to, like,
or
maybe CBS
or
TNT. Yeah. Oh, maybe Peacock.
YouTube.
Yeah, maybe Peacock will have it. I don't know.
No, NBC's walked away totally. They're
oh, really?
So none of their affiliates would have it either, you know, some of the cable channels. So
yeah, they'll find an outlet because the people involved with this care too much to let it just not.
Right.
But,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I've even heard Netflix, which is the top award nominee getter is Netflix, that they're boycotting the awards, too, because of the diversity issues. So, I don't know.
They changed them? That was last year. Haven't they been smart enough to change to address some of the diversity issues that everybody was squawking about? That was last year.
I mean, I think when you look at the list, it certainly looks a little more diverse. Will Smith is nominated for playing Venus and Serena's father in King Richard. There are several different Asian actors and actresses who were nominated. So, I don't know.
The best TV series, I only recognize one name, and that's Ted Lasso.
Mm.
Right? That's for musical or comedy.
For comedy, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
See, I feel like I'm the opposite.
Series. Really?
I've seen all of them.
Yeah. The TV series show. I recognize, the movie show, the movies not so much.
I don't know any of the movies. Yeah, I don't know any of the movies. Ben Affleck got he got a nomination for supporting actor in The Tender Bar, which is the George Clooney directed movie that he's in right now that seems to be getting really good buzz. Ben Affleck has not been nominated for an acting award in a while.
Jean Smart is up for actress in a TV series called Hacks. What's that?
Yes, she's the one. It's so good. It's on HBO Max. She plays like a Joan Rivers type comedian in Vegas. She's wonderful in it.
Because she's been really around. She was in that Shatner film.
Yeah.
She was in Mayor of East Ham.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Best performance by an actor in a TV series, Anthony Anderson, Blackish. Yeah, he's good. I like him quite a lot. Steve Martin, Only Murders in the Building. Martin Short, that's... and Sudeikis, he'll win for Ted Lasso, probably, right?
I don't know. Steve Martin and Martin Short are really good, so
yeah,
I don't know.
Right. Yeah, but Anderson's been good in that Blackish show, too, I thought.
Yeah.
He's not going, this is the last season of that, I think, if I'm not mistaken. All right, so, Jay, critics blasting this minor league hockey team. Why?
Yeah, there was a Dash for Cash promotion to help some local teachers get some funds, but it didn't go so well. People are likening it to a stunt from the dystopian Netflix series Squid Game. Basically, these teachers, 10 teachers scrambled on the ice. There was like a little rug there for dollar bills. There were $5,000 bills. So if you even break that down to everybody getting equal, it's $500. But everybody got between like $378 and $616. It was supposed to be a fun promotion to help teachers get money, and it just totally tanked. It was disgusting. Everybody's calling it humiliating and shameful. And the fact that this happened in Sioux Falls, North Dakota, and yeah, it was just.
Or they're trying to figure out
a way
to
South Dakota, South Dakota.
Teachers more money.
So no, but teachers to use the funds.
Supplies.
Yes, use the funds for their students and their classes.
Ooh,
and
weird.
This is an area that they're the least paid teachers in the country. This was just it did not land well.
28 past the hour. The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues right now. MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Confession. I just started my holiday shopping. Luckily, Kohl's was here to help save the day. I got 50% off toys for my kids, 30% off a Ninja air fryer for my sister, and 40% off jammies for your families for my family. You can even get 15% off or 15, 20, or 30% off with a Kohl's card and earn Kohl's cash. So I guess you could say my holiday procrastination paid off. Select styles ends December 19th. Toys, coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House of Representatives voted in favor of a resolution to hold former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows in contempt of Congress for not testifying to the mostly partisan January 6th Commission. Out of 430 votes, the measure cleared the House by 14 votes, amplifying the partisan view from lawmakers. Republican Representative Jim Jordan on the House floor.
Democrats prevent Republicans from serving on the Select Committee. Democrats kick Republicans off standing committees. Democrats try to make D.C. a state. Democrats try to end the filibuster. they try to pack the court. They do secret impeachment hearings in the bunker in the basement of the Capitol. And they just said a naval veteran is afraid of the truth. And now today, they are destroying executive privilege.
Congress passed a measure raising the government's borrowing limit by $2.5 trillion Tuesday. The Senate voted 50-49 to approve the legislation in the afternoon, and the House later passed it 221-209. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Back in 2017, when the GOP was trying to push a bill through Capitol Hill, Democrats Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer praised the CBO as being a fair and objective accounting of actual costs to incorporate a proposal. Now, the same lawmakers are slamming the CBO when they report the cost of President Biden's massive social spending bill that would keep inflation in full form. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News weighs in on the BBB and the CBO score.
If you spend that much money over 10 years the way the bill is constructed, the deficit goes from $360 billion to $3 trillion. So it's a lie. So what she said about me is a lie. The bill that's on the floor is a lie. The bill on the floor is set up to cost $1.75 trillion based on a lie. It's a lie that these programs will go away. If you tell the truth about the bill, like CBO did, it's $5 trillion. Not 1.75, is $3 trillion in deficit, not $360 billion over 10 years. I don't know what Joe Manchin's going to do. The biggest game in town right now, Sean, is what will Joe Manchin do? I can tell you what he said. He said he would not vote for a bill that was part of a shell game full of budget gimmicks. The CBO said this is a budget gimmick bill. He said he would not vote for a bill that added to the deficit. This bill adds $3 trillion to the deficit. He said he wouldn't vote for a bill that made inflation worse. This bill will pour gasoline on the inflation fire. Using his own words, he should vote against this bill.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Health podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, there we go. 34 at the hour. Another podcast focus. There's that and the program. I was entertaining a conversation. No, it wasn't a conversation. It was somebody sending me a note asking me how to find me. And so we were talking about this a few minutes ago. The best way, I think we were talking about it both on the air and off the air, weren't we, ladies? Jennifer is here, Victoria, Jay. I'm Doug, by the way. Good morning to those of you who are new to the program. So reminding people how to, that's part of what radio is supposed to do. That's why advertising works, because you continue to promote things and underscoring them or saying, reminding them that you can get the full show all day long at djvshow.com. That's how to find us. Is it simpler? Is there, should it be more or less? That's pretty simple, right?
That's pretty simple, yeah.
Pretty simple.
Simple as it gets.
Thank you. So I'm going to start some trouble. Everybody ready? There's a new interview out with Dr. Robert Malone, who is one of the scientists, a physician, who was on the team that invented the mRNA vaccine technology. Dr. Malone is saying to anybody who will listen that the latest variant, the new COVID variant, Omicron, was created in a laboratory. Now, we didn't say that about the Delta variant. Many of us have said that about the original COVID-19 that came out of the Wuhan laboratory and was deliberately created and released. I believe that. Nobody has disproven that. People say, well, nobody's proven it, but nobody has disproven it. And so now along comes Malone saying that this, and he, by the way, has a...
Is it Malone or Maloney?
I don't know. Maybe it's Maloney. I don't know. It's spelled M-A-L-O-N-E.
Because I can't find this person that you're talking about.
Anyway, maybe it's Maloney. But at any rate, the point is that there is more evidence that the Chinese are up to their Mickey, and where are we? We've been standing up to Puke and Putin about Ukraine, right? Everybody in Europe is standing up to him. Americans are standing up to Putin. But who's standing up to Xi? Who's standing up to the Chinese government? Who's getting in the way of them doing whatever it is that they do? I posted something yesterday on my Facebook page. Someone had said that, no, this was a local blog, actually. Somebody was talking about how in the new mall that's being built in one of the villages in Framingham, there ought to be a Dollar General store. And you can imagine my reaction to that. I said, wait a minute. Do you not realize? People, this guy was saying, what we hear a lot here, you know, isn't it better for people to be able to buy stuff, and if they can only afford things bought made in China, then that's it. The lazy person who doesn't want to look for things that could be the equivalent of the cheap crap that comes from China that might very well be available from other sources, the easy way out is to buy the cheap crap in the Dollar General store.
Well, a couple of things can be true at the same time. Yes, the easy way out is to buy cheap stuff, but there are people who can't spend a lot of money on stuff.
Right.
So what do? We have to incentivize.
Look for stuff that's not made in China.
Well, yes, number one. But we also have to incentivize long game. So not just the short game here, but long game. Incentivize businesses to come back home.
Right. And what are we doing to do that? And what are we doing to do that? Do you see any evidence of that anywhere?
Because that's the long game. It's really easy to go after someone who shops at Walmart out of necessity. We need to go after our elected officials to make it easier for people to come back. And I can tell you, by and large, our country is not doing that, and
no,
certainly the state that I live in isn't. In fact, businesses are pouring out of my estate.
Yeah, right. So back to the original premise here, not meant to be critical, but it really is something to be thinking about. Not only the angle that we were just talking about, bringing businesses back here, incentivizing them. The first day Biden announced his tax, let's tax the rich and get everybody, the corporations, all those nasty corporations, and get everybody their jobs. Let's get them to pay more. Okay, swell. But what are you doing to incentivize?
Well,
how about
raising
you think
the
about
corporate
it this
tax
way?
Is very much on the table, is part of the Build Back Better plan. That's not helpful. That's not going to help businesses.
Well, and then people say, well, look at Bezos and Musk and all those guys. They're the exception. And how many people are there like that? And how many jobs do they provide? And how many jobs can be provided if we extract half their money from them, which they wouldn't miss anyway? But what is it? What's really going on here? I suggest it's class warfare, has nothing to do with the money. And at any rate, the whole idea of...
That's a little bit different argument. I mean, we can talk about taxing people who are rich more. I mean, always, and I think it ends up coming back down to the middle class, but... Let's talk about companies. What can we do? And one of the proposals under the Build Back Better was to, I think, raise the corporate rate up into the 30s, and it would be as high as going back.
But I know that's what the proposal was, but they end up back where it was under Clinton?
It
had dropped a lot.
Well, here's what's unclear, because originally they were talking about 40, then I had heard they had dropped back to 30. Not sure if anybody even knows what's in there right now, because they don't even know what's in there right now, because they're still reworking it.
They're going back.
They haven't voted on it yet. And so that's one thing that has to be really concerning, because forget Amazon. I'm talking about corporations who might outsource to China because it's cheaper for them to do that than it is for them to have a good American business. So,
but leveling the corporate tax internationally, which is what they did, all the countries got together and decided on, I think it was a 13% flat tax, so that there is no picking and choosing. Oh, it's better to go to Ireland now. Ireland took a hit by joining the conglomerate. I mean, Ireland really was a tax haven, and it's a very small country. I mean, as we know, it's like the size of Rhode Island. And so they even agreed that, yes, even they would tax every corporation that wants to be housed there, the 13% that across the board, it levels it so that there is no real incentive then. Now, the China stuff is different. That's slave labor, practically. That's a different, that's a whole different setup. And that is something that needs to be addressed. I think, you know, we've all knocked Nike for that. Nike certainly has the money to move their businesses elsewhere. Absolutely. Apple has moved a lot of their stuff out of China. They've moved into Vietnam. They've moved to Thailand. And, you know, Nike can easily do that. Nike does not need to be fueling the Chinese economy.
The problem here is that we're looking at things in a superficial way. It's great to say, tax the rich, and let's use that money to build infrastructure. Yeah, 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 okay. So, in reality, what ought to be done, and this is coming from smarter, well, I don't know, not too many people smarter than me, but it's, you know, coming from sources that are tuned into this sort of thing. I expected you all to chortle after I said that, but thanks for not doing that. The reality is, tax the people who will not come back here more. You want to raise the taxes? Gouge the people that are doing business in China.
I totally agree.
And then lower the tax rate for the people, incentivize the people who come back here. You pay a lower tax rate. That's how to fix the problem.
But you're criticizing being overly simplistic, but that's also overly simplistic too. Mm. Because if you think about what the big companies are, and it's as we know, Doug, you've highlighted this for over the last year and a half, how difficult it is to find anything that isn't made in China. So you are only gouging the American consumer. It creates another layer of
issues. So what's the solution?
Well, like Jen said, I agree with Jen. It's the long game. This needs to be a transitional thing. This can't just be an automatic bang everybody in China with a 70% tax, because it's only going to get passed down to the consumer, and we're going to have
more stuff.
But where are you going to buy? I mean, people need to buy stuff. People need to buy things, and unfortunately,
they need to buy everything that's made in China.
See, well, now you're getting into individual judgment on people and what they deem that they need in their house, you know, and what people need, you know, people need tools. If you're, you know, a carpenter, you need tools. The tools are all made in China. How are you going to sustain your business?
We need a leader who sees the long game. A leader who says, consumers, we need you to be more responsible and look for products made outside of China. When you can buy them, please do. When you can choose Made in America products, please do. We need a leader with a foresight who is then going to go to corporations and say, look, over the next 5 years, you need to bring back your operation, and if you don't do that, you're going to be penalized in this way. And incentivize people to come back to the country, incentivize consumers. But we don't have a leader who's willing to say that.
I disagree. Biden is doing that. And Trump, and look, I'll give Trump credit too. He also tried that. It didn't work because it's not an overnight fix. It's not a flip a switch and now poof. I mean, we've got Samsung.
I don't think
billions.
It is.
We
you
have
just
Samsung.
Need someone to
we've
give
got
the
all
cores.
The Right, but we've got, right, but that is part of the incentives with the Build Back Better plan. And I know it's political. No one wants to agree. If you're a Republican, you don't want to give Democrats,
I'm saying we need a leader, and I'm not saying that it was Trump, and I'm not saying that it was Biden, and maybe it could be one of those people, by the way. It could be Biden. It could be Trump when he runs again. But we need someone who can tell the American people why.
Jennifer with her subtle.
Well, no, he's obviously going to run.
He has a campaign staff now.
Yeah,
so
I mean, it's not like I'm not doing wishful thinking.
Not a secret.
It's just happening, right. So what I'm saying is that we need someone who can lay that out for corporations, for individuals, and talk about the long game and why it's important. I really believe that people who are just taking their kids to school and operating their lives are not thinking about the threat of China. And so we have to do better at educating people about why this is important. And it takes someone who's going to put out that long plan, because it isn't going to happen overnight. We're way too addicted. We're for everything, pharmaceuticals, for everything.
Well, and we've made it easy for people to go to China. Okay, I'm going to put something down here, and then I want to quickly move into a couple of other quick things. I am going to tell you right now, I'll put money on the table, Donald Trump will never be president of the United States again. Whether you want him to be or you don't want him to be, I'm just telling you.
I'll take the money. How much we got?
Okay. You put on.
I could see it happening. I could see it happening.
Yeah,
what do you got? What do you got? $100?
$100.
I don't see it happening either, but I don't know. I'll let you two bet.
Look, our next president
I'm not a gambler.
Trump or Ron DeSantis, so.
All right. Who's from the Who's Dead department? Author Annie Rice. It was an Annie or Ann?
I used to call her Ann.
It was Ann Rice.
Ann.
80 years old. She had a stroke. Vampire Chronicles, that's what she was responsible for.
Yeah.
Most people don't think women are capable of writing books like this.
Only women write books like that.
Hot porn.
Yeah, only women write those books.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah?
All the 50 Shades of Grey, that was a woman who wrote all those books. And all the vampire stuff that Anne Rice started, and then all the from the Twilight series was a woman. It's all women who wrote. Women love vampires. That's, you know, men aren't.
Now
really
I'm reminded.
Women are hotter writers. Can you imagine
totally.
Like, soft porn? It would be like, she came into the barn with her beefy arms. Listening in the moonlight.
I think Doug just secretly wants to be, like, bench pressed by a woman. I really do. He's obsessed with, you know, Marjorie Greene in the gym.
Can we do one more dead person here? One of the people that I grew up with as a disc jockey, actually, even though he's not much older than I was, he had a band of his own, and then he became part of the Monkees. And I'm talking about Michael Nesmith, who's passed away at the age of 78. This is so Monkees-ish. So anyway, I don't know what his... He was big, I think, into the drug culture for a while. I know that's shocking for anybody who'd been involved in rock and roll in the 60s. There was a song called Joanne. Can you find that? That's a fabulous, fabulous song that he did on his own. I should have asked you to get that, Phil. There were a lot of great songs he did with the Mickey Dolenz and the other guys that were in the Monkees, but her name was Joanne. It was, I don't know. If you can find it after we do a couple of commercials, that'd be cool. Mary Mary, yeah. All right, 47 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
A picture doesn't say 1,000 words. In fact, a picture doesn't even say one word. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. You've heard the saying many times before, a picture says 1,000 words. But the reality is that a picture says no words at all. The words, if any are said about the picture, come from inside the observer, not the picture. It's the very reason why people have different reactions to pictures. A picture is what a picture is, but it's our view of that picture that creates the words to label what we see. When you understand that a picture only holds the words that your brain speaks, then you will see more clearly how your experience shapes your vision. And that is a huge step toward awareness. For more on perspective, visit drchristianconti.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com.
That's GCNloans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Three past the hour now on the DJV program. Time for our weekly conversation with my pal Uri Geller, who's in Israel. I was going to try to get to see him for his birthday in a few weeks. I don't know that that's happening, but at any rate, well, I'll be there in spirit with you, Uri, if I'm not there actually physically. It's really kind of neat how we all can be together, how we think together, how if you're friends or relatives and you're really close, you kind of come upon the same thought patterns. We say that over and over again. All right, so now there is a report that comes from apparently a conversation with you that aliens are preparing to make contact with humans and have been here for thousands of years. I thought they'd already made contact with humans. What are you claiming here in this article?
Well, millions of people do claim that they had contact with aliens. There are also all kinds of stories about abductions. But, you know, what I'm saying is not new. I don't know why this story took wings and went worldwide. I mean, I'm being bombarded on Google Alert. It's everywhere. It's in China, in Japan, in Germany. And I'm not the first one who says this. You know that there's a very credible scientist in America. I don't know if he's Chinese or Japanese. His name is Dr. Michio Kaku. Did you ever interview him, Doug?
Never. No, I've not ever heard of him, Murray, actually.
Yeah, he's on CNN all the time. He has white, long hair. I'm sure you know who I'm speaking about.
And, yeah, that rings a bell, yeah.
Yeah, and he says, there was a big television TV series called Ancient Aliens.
Yes.
And he has said that aliens have been following us and checking us and studying us. I say the same, but I have proof. Most people don't have kind of solid proof, but I've seen things that Dr. Werner von Braun, who was the head of, he was a genius, who was a Nazi, who was very close to Hitler's generals, he built the V-2,
rockets,
which was a rocket that took off from Germany, landed in, you know, fell in London and killed thousands of people. But Kennedy, Kennedy's clan said, no, let's not prosecute him. Let's bring him to America and use his brains. And I can tell you this, Doug, that if it wasn't Wernher von Braun, the Americans would not step on the moon. This guy was a genius.
Oh, yeah.
He showed
figured
me.
It out.
Yeah, so he, I met him through Edgar Mitchell, the astronaut, who was the sixth man on the moon. And we went to a secret NASA base. And Wernher von Braun opens his safe and shows me a piece of metal that was basically, a broken piece of a UFO that crashed on our planet. But that wasn't all. Then he takes me with his limo into a secret building, which was concrete. No, there was nothing written on the building. There was a soldier standing at the door, and Wernher leads me, says, follow me. And we go down two or three floors, and he then hands me an Antarctica coat, you know, those warm coats that you wear in the Antarctica, with a orange coat with logo. He wears one. And then he takes me around the corner to a huge metal door, and on above the door it says freezers. And Wernher von Braun opens the doors, and I faint. I fall off my feet. I do not have to tell you all what I see inside those freezers. I mean, it blew my mind because, you know, Doug, ever since I was a child, ever since I had that first encounter when I was 5 years old here in an Arabic garden, I always believed in extraterrestrial beings. And as a child, I would go to movies one after the other and watch films about, you know, ETs. And here I'm shocked because my eyes are seeing what I've seen in movies. In any case, Doug, the Pentagon now, just a few months ago, released footage from their, fighter pilots. You can hear the pilots scream in the cockpit, oh, my God, what is this?
Yeah.
And you can actually see UFOs erratically dancing in the sky in such speeds that are not only unbelievable, that do not exist in the literature of Earth science. This is out of this world. And this is what I have amassed, this information. And this is why these big newspapers are taking what I say seriously.
Yeah.
And I predict that in the coming 30 to 50 years, there will be gradually contact.
Barry Geller, the author of Using Your Psychic Powers to Have It All, Release Your Psi Force for Health, Wealth, Success, and Peace of Mind, and also the book on learning how to douse. Find them only on Amazon. Uri Geller's website is URIGELLER. Uri Geller with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.